Steve, fair to say, a frustrating afternoon for you there.
Yeah, very frustrating. I just had a quick look at the starts, you know, 19 efforts ago. Obviously, it's different in the second half when we're playing against 10, but we've laid siege to the box and we've lacked a bit of quality in the final third. Now, that doesn't just come to the strikers' feet, it comes to creative players in midfield as well. We end up taking pop shots from 35 and 40 yards, which is no us. And I know we're unlucky once or twice when they've scraped things off the line and the food ricochets go in their favour, but we need to be better in the final third than that.
In terms of Carlisle, it was quite obvious that they were going to come out in the second half and sit behind the ball. With the way they shaped up, wasn't it? You could see it from the first minute of the second half.
Well, I think they've done that from 3 o'clock, didn't they? I don't think they come here with any intention to attack and win a football match. But at the end of the day, when you go away 0-0 and you've been down to 10, then quite rightfully those Carlisle players and those shots deserve enormous credit. They've given the manager everything they've got. And they put their bodies on the line and they scrapped and they scraped and kicked balls off the line. And we all know nearly stole it right in the end, when probably the second time in our box in the second half. So, you know, when you see that happen, you think, well, we'll take the point and we'll move on to Coventry. But I've just had a quick glance at some of the results today, and your supporters can be unhappy that we don't break these down today, and quite rightfully they should be. But when they go home and look at the results, they'll see around League One, it's a very, very tough league to win football matches.
When you talk about that creativity, I presume you're talking about your midfield players, those players who are the ones that are meant to be setting things up for those up top.
Well, I think your central pair were poor today. You know, I think Michael O'Connor and Lee Frecklington, quite rightfully, have taken a lot of plaudits, but they play a lot better. Listen, they've got great determination, great heart. And when I say they're poor with the quality. They're not poor in terms of effort. The boys of 1 to 11 have covered every blade of grass today. Our decision-making in the final third and our quality of passing the final third wasn't the levels we'd expect the players that we've got out there to have. And you're going to have days like that. We just had it in a day where it's very frustrating when all the players camped in their box.
In terms of the pace of the game, it was quite slow-paced, I thought, today, compared to what we see from your side quite often. Do you think maybe some players could be tired, jaded?
No, I don't think that at all. I think they came with a game plan. I think the goalkeeper could have added 12 minutes of added time, couldn't he? He gets spoke to on 3 occasions. But we see that on a regular basis here. People know they come here and they try and take the steam out of their start. And, you know, it was an eternity when we attacked and it went behind for a goal kick and like that. It was an eternity till the game restarted. Every throw-in was an eternity till it came back into the field of play. And really, the match referee should protect that, but he didn't. He spent all afternoon waving his hands towards their goalkeeper and then added 4 minutes, which was strange with a number of substitutions, etc. So, but, you know, we shouldn't need any more added time to break a Carlisle team like we faced today. We should be breaking them down ourselves.
You must feel like an opportunity missed then.
Of course it's an opportunity missed. Every game we play and we don't get maximum points, it's an opportunity that we feel we miss. I think your effort and commitment and passion was up there, and people, well, when you don't win, supporters or some supporters would say, well, it's not, but it's the effort and the commitment, the passion, the will to win. The disappointment in the dressing room is very evident when we go in afterwards, so that's plain to see. And today, compared to last week, we lacked our quality and movement in the final third, and we had that here against Bradford, and we had it away at Stevenage last week, but we lacked it today. But if somebody had said to me today before the game that, you know, Coventry lose 5 at home to Tranmere and Peterborough get beat at home to Stevenage and, you know, Sheffield United go down to Bristol and win, it's a tough league to go and get wins, and today's another testimony to that. But we didn't play with any real zip in the final third, and if we don't play with the zip, then we're not going to create the chances that we'd. In saying that, we still made 4 or 5 good chances in that second half and should win comfortably.
Nwadiko obviously came from the bench. What did you make to the impact that he had on you?
Well, they were camped in so much, you didn't get a real big opportunity to see the pace the lad's got and to see his movement, etc. So, because they were camped in, probably inside the 18-yard box, they probably camped from 16 yards back, so it was very difficult to find that room and find that movement. And as much as I've just been, you know, saying about we lacked that final pass in the final third, you have to respect, it's very, very difficult to find space in that final third when you've got the best part of 18, 19 players all camped in that zone and we're trying to break through and have an effort on the goal. So I got way disappointed. I don't go away other than that. We've just dominated from start to finish. The statistics will be frightening in terms of possession, especially territory as well. But we just lacked that final real bit of quality in the final third, and we paid the price, so we lose 2 points.
Away from the game itself, any update on those players that you mentioned last week that you were looking at?
No. We're trying to add to a score as we speak, and we know that. If it happens, great. If it don't, then we'll think about it again in January. We've got an excellent squad of players here. We don't, you know, but we're trying to add a little bit of quality. I think we've done that with Nua. So Time will tell if that's the case. And, you know, we're working hard to be winning football matches. And, it's, you know, we're 2 points off the playoffs and we're disappointed. Go back a year. We were something like 11th in League Two. So we don't forget the journey and we don't forget where we're trying to go. And as I said last week, to get us there, we need a little bit more quality in the camp. And today proved it. A little bit more quality in the camp today. Perhaps we open the door.
And you've only got until Thursday to get that little bit of quality, haven't you? The loan window time is running out.
Well, I said on BBC Sheffield that I wasn't going to be running about in deadline day, and that's not going to be the case. If things are developing between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, of course we'd make it happen on the Thursday, but we're not going to be running about on Thursday, suddenly picking up the phone and asking about a player. That's just not going to happen. That would see your business or your models out of control. We're very much in control. Our chairman has sanctioned what we want to do. And it's left to the power of others to get agreements in place. And if I get agreements in place, I'll travel from John O'Groats to Land's End to speak to the players and try and convince them that they've got a future at Rotherham United. But we're in good shape. We go forward to Coventry on Tuesday night. We've got one or two knocks that have happened today, and we need to assess how they are tomorrow.